Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sandspence Radio, a fly alive.
Do you wish there was more D&D in your life? Well, do we have the solution for you? Just head over to patreon.com/sanspantsradio, and for as little as $5 a month, not only do you get to hear the show 2 weeks early, but you get access to our patron-exclusive show, Hey D&D, It's Me, Adam, where Adam gets to tell us everything he knows about Dungeons & Dragons. Want to know about kobolds? A little more about the war between the elves and Husfirma? Or just how to be a better barbarian? Adam's got you covered. That's patreon.com/sanspantsradio. Welcome to episode 21 of Husfirma Pride, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously.
I'd like to go and look for Daniel.
Cool. Right. I start helping with the preparation.
You wander out to the orphanage.
Because, like, if nothing else... He's...
Is this the first time you've been to the smoldering wreckage? I can't remember. Mm. Yes? Okay. So it's probably, like, a bit of a sad moment for you.
I'm avoiding it.
Daniel has... strung himself up with his chain.
Oh no! Is he just sitting there using it as a swing?
He's dead. He hung himself.
I keep forgetting that Zilly's super hot. Mm.
Well, not hot, just charismatic. So, hey.
Super hot. I'd like to carry him in such a way that you can still clearly see the drow bolts.
I'm going to say start planning with Bertram.
I'll follow.
No, you do pretty well.
Sick.
People are gonna live.
So we go south.
Whoever is the god of this world is heartless, Adam.
Wesley says, go full hog.
What does that mean?
Go full hog. Do it again. Do it again.
Oh, God.
Does Cassius know what you've done?
I would like to break down now, please. In the
for
weight.
For real, or the, you pretend?
No, for real. In the weight of the burden of what I tried to do.
Edric, you have the orb that Mistra gave you and pass it to Zilly.
Yeah.
The smoke and storm disappears and it doesn't go clear like it did last time, but like this darkness just is inside it. You maybe look at it a little closer and you realize it's got like the night sky inside it. It would almost be beautiful if you couldn't be comforted by something like that right now.
Zilly.
Is he trying to comfort me?
Hold on to that.
Okie dokie.
We need to make sure that...
Make sure... So you mark that you give it away and you mark that you have it.
We need to make sure... So you've charmed Cassius. Okay, that... We need to make...
We're going to have to come back... So the search party arrives.
Before that happens...
What?
Before. We need to, A, make... Yeah, just... That we need to address this in a bit. I agree with what you've done in terms of taking Daniel down, but I don't necessarily agree with what you've done with Cassius. We need to probably bury Daniel. I understand. It's fine.
He's so mad at me.
We need to bury... While they're out searching, we bury him. Okay?
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm on board.
Where are we off to?
The people will arrive. It's Bertram and basically five other people. Just strong backs and... sharp swords, essentially.
I give Zilly a bit of a dirty look and just be like...
I don't know why, I mean...
Okay, so we need to split...
Bertram kneels down by the corpse, puts a hand on it. You get a little... Zilly and Edric, you get a little uncomfortable with how he's looking at it.
All right, Bertram.
Mm? He goes like, but he doesn't look away from the body.
Performance, go out in pairs... We need to make sure that we are secure. Cursory look around.
He turns around. He looks you in the eyes and says, yes, you and me. He basically breaks everyone into pairs with you and him in one pair.
Okay.
You guys head off?
Have I?
Yeah.
I noticed that.
You noticed, yeah.
Zilly.
Can I look at... I'd like to look at Edric and just be like a look and be like, Trump is...
Seabreak?
Wesley.
Edric.
I'm going to let it go. I'll let it go.
And I might just suggest Cassius.
Yeah. Hang on, wait. So let me get this on five people. Okay, so he gets two of his guys to take the body back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to say, Cassius and Zilly, can you look after Daniel?
No. Bertram says.
Oh.
My two guys will look after Daniel.
Bertram's clued in!
Okay.
I've got to go and find the drow, Edric. I've got to find the people who did this.
No.
You got to talk to
Bertram
me.
Looks at you. You and Blank, the guy you're with, will just stay by the...
Blank.
The Blank. Yeah, his name is Blank. You and Blank will stay by the remains of the orphanage, and you'll be our touchstone base where everyone... Well, we'll be operating the search out of.
Okay.
I and Edric will search this area. Such and such and Zilly will search another area.
Suchin.
He just like breaks everyone up into quarters. If you encounter any drow, come back immediately. He just hurries through like the drow part.
Yeah.
Oh, Zaman.
Uh-huh. You might have to kill Bertram.
Oh, God. Whoa. What?
What? No, that could help.
And then you...
What are you doing?
And then you go off into doing your search.
All right, I'll sit there, but I'll pace because I am so worried.
Adam, do we find anything?
Nah, the area's clear. I'm not going
to
roll.
Would you like
search.
To roll?
Just find nothing.
Find out.
Bertram, like, you guys walk towards where Bertram is, like, set up for you guys to search.
Yep.
Bertram stops,
yep.
Turns around, just, like, he isn't even paying attention to his surroundings, and turns to you and says, do you know what happened?
I just say yes.
Because I'm pretty sure I know what happened.
Yeah. So what's happened? And I lay it out like Zilly found him. It's
Oh, okay.
An old friend. I think she panicked and she's trying to cover up that he's a fucking coward.
Well,
ooh, that's very proud.
Do you know what happens to cowards? They don't get buried in graveyards, you know that?
Yeah, but this is Karl Hoff's son.
Oh. Yeah, Bertram.
Everybody did love Karl Hoff. Karl Hoff.
Karl Hoff.
Karl Hoff.
Karl Hoff Pride.
Karl Hoff Pride.
Karl Hoff Pride.
Good.
KHP.
Bertram shakes his head. I don't care who his father is. The law is the law. And the law of gods trumps the law of anything else.
Whoopsie.
Bertram.
Chomperson. Sam a Chomperson.
We've lost...
Husk firm a charm person,
husk
which is
firm a charm.
Like swift kick in the dick.
We've lost so many people today.
It's good that we haven't lost our religion. Bertram starts walking back.
Bertram, wait.
Ooh, fine.
He stops, turns around. What?
We've all lost our... Was he an orphan as well?
No, he's just a guy.
Bertram's younger than us,
yeah,
I figured.
He's
like, a bit younger,
we've
yeah.
lost... Mistra, we're losing this town. We don't need this on this night. We don't have to bury him. We don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. But let's just not say anything to the townsfolk. I don't care if you say anything when we get to Lockfort of how much of a coward, how much of a piece of shit Daniel is for abandoning us in this hour of need. But right now... At this moment in time, at this particular night, we don't need this.
Okay. Bertram nods and says, okay, when his father, if his father gets back, we'll talk to him about this. Two things. First, I need you to swear to me that you will tell his father the truth.
I will.
Second, Daniel isn't a coward. We're all scared. He walks away.
Oh, moving.
He Bertram. Fucking... All right. Zamet, get your homework ready because you just got school.
I did.
All right. Now, time
how long till the charm person wears off? Just out of curiosity.
5 fucking hours.
I got a while of loving Silly.
Good. Kind of like, what do we do with the... what do we do with the body until we...
Keep it in the church.
Yeah, there's no church. Keep it in the blacksmith.
Yeah.
It's probably keep it by now.
In his house.
Yeah.
The blacksmithy. Anyways, go to the...
The search party ends. Yeah. It takes a couple hours. Search party ends.
Again, only Adam, three did more? We find anything?
No.
Okay.
Found some deer. Little bird. No, probably not.
That was
firmer.
No food to be found.
Pine nut.
Okay. Bertram, you're back standing at the orphanage. Bertram says, look, we're not going to find them. Not in the darkness. It favors them. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we'll be getting away, and hopefully this won't happen again.
Mm.
All right.
Can I speak to Cassius while she's still charmed?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, buddy.
What?
How you going? I just feel like this is a good time while you won't yell at me. I need you to listen to everything I say and not punch me in the face for a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to explain about how what I did to protect Carl. Nope, the other one. To protect Daniel.
Daniel? So yeah. you confess?
I'd like to tell her while she's still charmed.
How
and
many
then
people
also,
are here at the moment?
Oh, no, just us.
I'm assuming you're taking me.
If you wanted to, you could be like, hey, Cassius, let's trail back.
I assumed you were like, let's head in, maybe
am
like
I
behind
there,
the orphanage.
Or am I not here?
You can have...
Basically, because it's me, Bertram, you two, yeah?
Plus the rest of the search party,
where
I think.
Are those five other
Do we all come back?
Yeah, you're all on your way back.
I get them all to, when they all leave. We'll just have
a bit of a powwow.
Are you talking about like after you get back into the city?
Mm.
But when you get back into the city, Bertram,
I was gonna say at the orphanage.
Oh, at the orphanage, everyone's assembled at the orphanage.
Yeah, it's like everyone when they go leave, we'll just
when
hang
we
back.
Sort it all
oh,
out.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Oh well, before you do that, then Bertram turns to you and says, "If you guys need to have some time,
yes, we do.
That's
Thank
fine.
You.
But get back as soon as you can, obviously. There's drow about. And just go straight to bed. You've had a long day. No
I just
watch
nod.
For you tonight.
I just nod. Mm-hmm. I like the heavy sarcasm with which he'd say there's drow about.
There's drow about.
Yeah. Bertram's right. being a bit rude.
I don't know
Bertram's
why.
Auntie is really.
So all three of us?
Yep.
I go to Zilly. Bertram knows.
Well, that's a hot shame.
Mm. Knows what?
Okay. I'd like to...
yes. Cassius, I need you to just be very quiet for about a minute and a half, please.
Okay.
Zilly, can you stop this anytime?
Yeah, you can end it if you want.
I'd like to maybe tell her why she's still charmed.
End it now.
I'm what? What did you say?
You're beautiful. You're charmed.
End it now.
If you're someone so tells me pretty. I'm charmed, Adam, am I just sick with it because
if
I'm
she
charmed?
She immediately then just says, you're charming.
Okay.
I am
but
right.
Once again, when the spell ends, you can revisit these memories.
Oh, I will.
I rolled for you and you didn't get that she cast the spell, but you don't need to now.
End it now.
Fine. Disgruntledly, I end the spell.
You're going to get thrown in a river. I'm so happy.
Where's the nearest river?
It's frozen over.
Oh, that'd just break your back.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, wait, isn't there a different... It's, like, completely frozen, and then there's just frozen over, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, frozen over, she'll just smash through.
And she'll die of hypothermia.
Yeah.
Right, I would like to calmly explain very quickly, before Cassius hits me, at a safe distance, exactly what I did and why I did.
So do you explain it and just dart back?
Yeah.
I assume she darts back and explains it.
I was thinking, I'll do this.
Gets out of dwarf punching range.
She's got
fine.
It.
It's all right. Fine.
I might be in between, maybe just a little bit in between the two of you to be just like, hey, maybe, wow, let's see how this goes.
All right, Zilly, explain it to me.
I will explain about how
No, I'd like
I
you
found...
to, Allie. I'd like Zilly to Cassius. Explain it to Cassius.
Cassius, I need to tell you something.
What?
I just want you to know that I care a lot about you, and I know Daniel did as well. And I know that deep down, even though you're angry and you punched him in the face and broke his jaw, that you care about Daniel too. Right?
Why would you charm me, Zilly?
I didn't. I did.
Lie to your face. I didn't charm you.
I didn't charm you. You're an idiot.
Okay. You were very distraught.
I wasn't distraught, Zilly. I just wanted to know what was happening.
I'm going to explain everything. I panicked and I'm sorry. So I did. I maybe did a tiny itsy bitsy little bit of charming, and my bad. Like that's my boo boo. So let's all just, you know. Holler.
I point to the Daniel on my arm.
I.
You know that's not this Daniel.
What?
He lied to me.
Hold on. What?
And then.
What do I care?
Sorry, you lied to me. You charmed me.
I didn't. Well, I mean, I did.
Did you know, Edric? Clearly, you knew.
Well, I made her uncharm you to tell you. Yes, just then. What?
I spent a couple hours in the cold doing a search.
You didn't think to do this maybe before I went out and searched for nothing?
We're trying to protect the image of Daniel. I know that apparently he's now a liar, but
he's
you
Carl
know what,
Hoff's son.
You know what
I don't
this
give
town
a
is
fuck
like.
About Carl
you
Hoff,
know
Edric.
About this town. I
can't even look at the two of you.
Cassius.
I'm
going to
turn around and walk off.
Cassius.
Where?
I don't know. To the blacksmith. I'll go and sit with Daniel's corpse.
Edric, I'd like to look at you again and be like, charm.
You wouldn't be expecting it now.
In the back of the head. Annie, guys, I'm sorry I said all those mean things. You guys are lovely.
No,
Cassius,
okay,
before you go, it's all Chinatown charm person. Yes.
I just caught Cassius. She's young and
pretty
inexperienced. Cassius. Nothing. Falling on deaf ears.
It's up to Cassius.
I'd be like, I just don't need this right now, okay? I don't even know what I'm doing in this town anymore. Frankly, who's keeping me here?
I'm going to walk to the blacksmith.
I'm certainly not.
Oh my God.
Okay.
You're I was going to take you away.
Oh,
I'm not
no,
even joking. That was my plan.
No.
I was like, fuck this town. Our mother figure's gone. You know, the town's fucked. I'm going to take you to Asmeril. I was going to steal you away in the middle of the night, but not now.
Fuck.
That was my plan. I'm not even joking. That was what I, this game, intended to do. Not anymore, Zilly.
Jackson, listen to Alan. Please.
You're not getting to Asmeril with me.
The trauma train has no brakes, guys.
And it's just speeding up.
Well done for telling the truth this time, Zilly.
Just be like, I'm done. Fuck the drow. I'm gonna walk away the opposite direction. Just leave.
Going home?
Just into the wilderness?
Yeah. I'm a chase after that.
No, I'm just leaving. I'm done.
You'll die.
Is there like an apparition spell?
Not that you have.
There is, but yeah, not that you have.
You can call down some lightning.
Zilly.
Yeah, I'd like to yell a lot. And then I would like to use, because I know it's almost bedtime. What sort of spells can I use? I would like to fire a magic missile into the air.
So you're going
to
go and have like a magic tantrum, basically?
Like, yeah. Like Point Break looking up in the sky?
Yeah.
I'm thinking more animated brooms and dustpans.
Wizard's Apprentice this shit, yeah. Ali.
I'd like to sort of grumpy walk out to the wilderness and then yell a lot and use the extent of my magic missiles for my level 1 spell.
You can cast them as level 2 spells as well.
And those two. And then use Ray of Frost to frost nearby trees and or animals.
Well, there's none of that.
Animals.
Just trees then.
None of that. Any
rocks.
Trees nearby.
Rocks.
There's rocks.
I'd like to use all of my magical energy while yelling.
You are just like magic missiles flying in all fucking directions.
Yeah.
You destroy boulders. You freeze the remains. You like.
Yeah. I would perhaps also like to use.
It's like snow goes white on the mountain.
Adam Carnivale, you motherfucker.
I'd like to put all of my focus into that.
That has not been confirmed. Thank you very much.
All right.
So, sorry.
I'd like to use all my spells in sheer rage.
You just destroy anything, Edric. You hit anything that like moves or it's still.
Including Edric?
Oh.
Did I he followed Edric? You into
you
the
can
woods.
If you want.
I don't want. No, not on purpose.
I'm
no, I'm not going to attack you.
Yeah,
I do a lot of
just like firing spells wildly and chaotically
cool.
around.
I'm watching, keeping not a
she's destroying
like a giant
anything she
distance,
can destroy.
But you know, I'm close enough that she knows I'm there, and also to keep an eye on her.
Okay.
I wait till she's done.
I
would then like do collapse on the ground and cry.
Okay.
I walk over to you, pick you up, say I'm so sorry. It's not your fault. And walk you back to town. And let's address
you all go to
this
bed?
In the morning.
Okay. In the night, if you'll check under your seats, you've all won a prize. And you win a level.
Yay!
Everyone goes up to level 6.
That's the only fucking good news we've had this game. Keep
I leveled up by trauma.
We all leveled up by trauma.
I leveled up by lies.
You don't need an eraser.
You're a chronic liar, Zilly. Wild shape twice a day, twice the alligator.
Where's my pencil?
It's a crocodile. It's not
6,
a
yeah?
Yeah, level 6.
All right.
There should be a pencil for me somewhere around here. Oh, yeah. Cool. Huh. This is one of my earlier pencils.
This is a pencil we prepared earlier.
Zilly, sorry, you're fully healed now.
Thank you.
For a second, I was like, let me check what's changed. Height? It's not gonna. Every time you level up, you gain a meter.
There's
still a human.
Should be another pencil.
Gosh dang.
Whatever.
Who changed my player pencils? Name to Jackson/Butthole?
What? That would have been Joel.
Joel Dusher.
Or Dusher.
Dusher.
You wily sumbitch.
How did he get in here? This is done live.
He stole in on the wings of an angel. On the wings of an angel.
Classic douche.
I don't know.
There's like a song like that. No, you probably want to hold on to the eraser, to be honest.
Well,
I wouldn't
mind
you'll
it
need
because
it again.
My... Did you see that catch?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You should have seen my catch before. It was
amazing. That was a catch. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
It was amazing.
It was all right.
It was a catch. Okay. Not unlike myself, it was a catch.
bit of a humble brag there, but
oh,
was
there was
that
no humble in that.
Just a brag.
Straight up brag, guys. Okay, so it's the next day. You guys wake up to basically the sound of like people packing and like getting ready to be on the road.
Mm-hmm. Adam, I'd like to make Cassius breakfast silently.
Out of what?
Yeah.
Whatever's there.
One of our wolves. Either coconuts or Jack.
You open the packets on some there's no packets. It's
That's
medieval
fine.
Times. You open a bag and there's some jerky in it, and That's maybe fine. You put it into a bowl.
Yep.
There's no milk.
I don't want to say anything.
You go outside, you get some snow, wait for it to melt.
Have some water.
jerky bits.
Yeah. I'd like to just make
You're
breakfast.
A bad druid, by the way.
Why?
Eating animals.
I fight animals. That's what I do.
You almost killed a unicorn.
Not a good druid.
Until you were like, oh, this might be bad.
Yeah, I would have killed that. I would have killed that unicorn and just lost all my druid powers. Yeah.
Potentially.
Anyway. Yeah, so I'd like to make breakfast for Cassius and just not say anything. Just give it to her, walk away.
I'm not going to roll. Yeah, you, Cassius, you wake up to some already unwrapped rations.
Can I tell Zilly did it? Adam's like,
wait, I'll put my arcane mark on it, Adam. That's a level 0 spell.
I'm
and
like,
then...
I guess, yes.
I cannot
can,
think
then.
Of a single instance where Zilly used her arcane mark.
You'll find out.
I don't know who did this.
Zilly can just write, Zilly did this.
Oh, okay. Is that what you write? Zilly?
Maybe just put a little Z.
Like, from Zilly.
Yeah,
Zed.
Just a little
There's
Z.
A magical Z written on
like
the
Love
food.
Heart Z.
Just like...
It's like a child joking. Trying to make up with their parents.
It is. Go on.
I'll eat it.
You really
want
to get to Azamaril, don't you?
I know.
So badly. Zilly
doesn't know that.
Zilly, Allie, I'm afraid that bridge has been burned.
Shut up, Jackson.
You just took a torch.
Gone.
Anyway, I'll Moving wake up, on. get my shit packed, what little there is of it, and join the party walking out.
Okay. So everyone's like assembling sort of in the center of town-ish.
All right.
The sick and wounded and those basically unable to move themselves are being put onto carts cool. along with any rations or supplies.
I take, Bertram aside and say, look, do you have enough able-bodied men to get to Lockfort without me?
I don't know. If we don't have enough able-bodied men, I don't think you're going to make the difference.
All right. So what I'm thinking is, myself... Yeah.
you don't want to take us?
I was going to be like, and Zilly and Cass. No, wait, they hate me.
Zilly hates you.
I don't hate you. I hate Zilly more than I hate you.
Everyone hates
you.
You
hated him a lot.
No, yeah. I was just sick of everyone.
Before Bertram, I'll have a quick conversation, a little bit of a chin wag with... Zilly and Cassius.
Pulling on my boots, tying them up.
And just be like, look, I know we're going to Lockfort.
Yep.
I would like...
Oh, you can all see the drow, what bodies they have like managed to get. They've like sort of nailed them, crucified them on crosses, and they're like setting them alight, you know, just defiling corpses and stuff like that.
As in the drow are being...
The drow.
Oh,
the drow,
so
not the drow are
us.
Doing this. Okay. The drow, this is being done to the drow corpses.
God damn it. All right.
Husband of pride, cunts.
Husband of pride, gang. Hooray!
One is literally strung up by his entrail. All
right.
All right.
Gross.
I'm going to put a pin on that for a sec. If I think I take that down, I might get lynched myself. Anywho.
Potentially.
have a quick chat to Cassius and maybe Zilly, I don't know, maybe separately.
Hello.
And be like, look, we know we're going to, this whole party is going to, as in this whole town is going to Lockfort. I want to go north and I want to see if we can find Herja and the group that she sent out with. I also want to continue north to go to the Underdark and see what we can do with, what was that, the drow?
Pumple sticks.
Pumple and nickel.
No, that was the elf leader. Pabinet.
Pabinet, Adam.
Pabinet, Fairwind was is the leader.
Elf,
yeah, is the elven
drow,
leader. The let me check my notes.
Something Windrunner? No.
Clarence Windrunner.
Clarence Windrunner.
Actually, can you guys not?
Clarence Windrunner.
Clample potato legs.
Yes. So the Clance Potato Lance.
Yeah.
Yep.
Clance Potato Lance. Why is this so hard? Clem the Blip, I think was his name.
I think it was John.
Ah, of course, John. That's
John
a simple
DiMaggio.
Name.
Joe DiMaggio, the baseball player. Oh.
John Cusack.
Yeah. John.
He was in several films I like.
Hep Aid. Hep Aid Moon Wanderer.
Hep
Aid
Wanderer. Hep
Aid. I want to go
Drow Assassin.
Moon Wanderer's location. We have the map, which we can somewhat use to navigate, even though it is in whatever. Can you recreate that salve, Cassius? Of
I can try.
All right. See if we can kind of look at it a bit better. I want to go there, try and put a stop in this guerrilla war that they are waging on our people, and I would like to get Karl Hoff back.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, Adam.
Ignore me flipping through the monster manual.
No.
So
why should I come with you?
Oh, she's so salty.
You don't have to, but I would like you there.
Okay.
Zilly?
I'd like to ask you if Cassius said he was going first.
What did Cassius say?
Cassius is coming, yes.
Yes, that was coming.
Also, yeah, Cassius, if Zilly comes along, is that going to be okay? I know what she did is not right. I'm not okay with it. But in a moment of panic...
I can't forgive her, but...
I'm not asking you, so I'm asking you to forget her. Forget
yeah.
Her, to no, forget I can, the action.
I can do that.
Good.
Oh, it hurts me in my heart hole. Oh.
All right,
oh,
then I go and tell Bertram, and then I'm like, hey, I know we're going to Hartford. Hartford?
Lockfort.
No, Lockfort.
Lockfort, yes.
Going to Lockfort.
Okay.
Lockfort.
You wish.
I know.
I still want to take a small warband to try and maybe see if Herja is alive, and also to take down...
Float the idea of you, Cassius, and Zilly.
Yeah, me, Cassius, and Zilly, and that's... I don't want to take any other more able-bodied men or women with us. They need
Cassius,
to be
Zilly,
protecting.
And I. Bertram corrects you.
What a piece of shit.
That's a joke. A joke. A joke. A joke. Sorry.
I go tell the second in command.
He is the second in command. Herja was first. He nods and says, look, he points to the drow, like the corpses strung up on the buildings. When we leave, don't tell anyone, but can you cut them down?
Yeah,
it's not becoming.
I planned that away.
Okay. He nods and then, like, you know, gives a bit of a, like, a finger gesture and then says, hey, everyone, move out. And then, like, you know, the procession starts. They start moving off towards the sun.
I'd like to sit out the front of the blacksmith, like, kind of not head in hands, but sort of slouched. And if anybody approaches me, be like,
Mr. Fist hasn't come back.
As they leave, like, a lot of people, like, stop by all three of you and they're like, thank you so much. Especially people who like were suffering from the burns. A lot of them and their families like come up and they're like, thank you so much.
Us
you
saved
pride. Our lives.
Us firm of pride. Us firm of pride.
I'll just say you're welcome.
I'm not a fucking weirdo.
Okay. So anyway, the procession leaves
and
they're
like,
we
wish them all good luck.
Yeah,
going out on the horizon. Niceties. You probably they're like far enough away that you could take down
cool.
the corpses.
I start, I won't even call these two. I start taking the corpses down. May I call out to Cassius, can you dig a hole?
Okay. As you're taking the corpses down, you reflect on a lot of the stuff you've done over the past couple days. Weeks, really. And
bad time.
It occurs to you that your old system of your old system of like judgment isn't really applicable anymore. Shifting your alignment to chaotic neutral from chaotic good.
Ooh.
Oh, Sam.
That seems like is that a bad thing?
What does that mean?
It's not necessarily. So there are two different alignments or alignment like planes that you can exist on. There's good and evil with neutral in the middle. Good and evil, self-explanatory, I feel. Mm-hmm. And then there's law and chaos with neutral in the middle. A lawful character is someone who has like a code of rules, a code of laws that they respect and always follow. A chaotic character has maybe not necessarily there's no code of laws that they follow, but maybe they have an internal code of laws that they follow. So you were chaotic good. So a chaotic good character might be like a Robin Hood type, like stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. A chaotic neutral character is more like a dashing rogue, like who'll like save the princess but take some of the gold for himself. Maybe like a Star-Lord type character for anyone here who Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah.
It's because I killed the drow, isn't it?
And then a chaotic evil character is often considered, I don't even know, chaotic evil would be
Voldemort.
Like one of the Hellraiser.
Ronan.
No, Voldemort.
Also
I'd say
going
is
from Guardians
evil.
Of the Galaxy.
I'm thinking Ronan. Smog, actually. Right. Chaotic evil.
So what are you now?
Chaotic neutral?
So you're more like...
Not Smog. Sorry, what's the... People are going to have a go at me. The hunched over one. Is that the...
Smeagol?
That's Gollum. Fuck.
Well, either way. Smeagol, Gollum.
No, one of them is... One of them isn't evil. One of them is evil. One of them isn't.
What's Ronan the Accuser? From
Ronan
God
the Accuser?
Well, he'd be lawfully
evil. Lawful evil is like Ronan the Accuser or like Darth Vader, who's like operates within... Ronan the Accuser is probably neutral evil. Because Darth Vader like
he's more
operates...
of a fanatic.
Yeah, who isn't really lawful.
He's got his own set of religious laws.
You could make an argument for like a lot of different things. Like just because you're a specific alignment doesn't mean you always have the same outlook on life. Like a lawful good character can encompass a lot of different
things. Is
this people.
Why my light left my eyes in Mistra's... Eyes?
Yeah, that was a little hint towards what I was going to do, yeah.
Just remember that she'll always think you're a disappointment.
Her dying breath was...
No, she died being sad for him. Not disappointed. She could never be disappointed in you. You're her children.
Chalk that up to more of the terrible things...
Adam purposely trying to make you guys sad.
We've done.
I'm already sad. How else can I ruin their lives? Probably a lot of ways. How many ways? Let's count them. Next time on Hus Firma Pride, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.